Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
Afternoon to you, Garrett. We are starting today with news of good news indeed for Irish cinematographers.
Yeah, excellent news actually, because the American Society of Cinematographers has revealed three Irish cinematographers for its 34th annual ASC Outstanding Achievement Awards. So those nominees are PJ Dillon, John Conroy and Peter Robertson. So they're all going to be in contention. It marks the first nomination for Peter Robertson, while Conroy and Dillon have both been previously nominees in 2015 and 2016. So what have they been nominated for? Well, Vikings is what Peter Robertson has been nominated for. And in the motion picture miniseries pilot made for television series, John Conroy was nominated for The Terror, while PJ Dillon was nominated for The Rook, Chapter 1. So the awards are going to be presented on January 25th at the Ray Dolby Ballroom in Hollywood.
That's fantastic.
We wish them all the best of
luck.
We
wish them very, very, very best of luck. Now, Elizabeth Banks, directing duties,
well-known actress as well, but I suppose she's not letting the bad box office and possibly bad reviews of Charlie's Angels get her down. She's in demand really and has been set to both direct and star in a project called Invisible Woman for Universal Pictures. So this is penned by the same writer as The Girl on the Train, the current script draft based on the original pitch by Banks, who's also going to produce. Plot specifics are sort of being kept under wraps, but more than likely it'll be a sort of sci-fi comedy tone like the original 1940 film. The news sort of comes 3 months out from the release of The Invisible Man. This is Blumhouse's movie starring Elizabeth Moss and Oliver Jackson Cohn. That film is much more of a dark psychological thriller with a sci-fi tinge. So it's funny, isn't it, how we get these projects that come along that are sort of very similar. But look, Banks very successful after, you know, the pitch perfect franchise, and I said one of the releases, which we'll talk about, Charlie's Angels, is not obviously damaging her reputation as a in-demand director.
All right, let's talk about The Fugitive. We remember the movie with Harrison Ford. Is it back again?
Yeah, I really liked that movie, actually.
It was good,
very good. But yes, they've decided that they're going to reboot it, and Albert Hughes, who's a director of Alpha and the Book of Eli, is going to have a go with this new take on the property. So the story follows Richard Kimball, a man accused of murdering his wife, who becomes hell-bent on finding the one-armed man who actually did it and whom Kimball struggled after the killing. And Brian Tucker, who did Broken City, is writing the script for the new take on it. So the property first arrived in 1963, and as you mentioned, the Harrison Ford movie came out in 1993, and you had Tommy Lee Jones in an Oscar-winning performance as the US Marshal hunting him down. Now, just like what we mentioned with the other project, this version is in competition with another project, sort of based on The Fugitive. It's kind of it's happening on Quibi. This is the mobile-only short-form streaming service that's coming along. And a lot of filmmakers are actually moving to that, where they're making projects for it. That version is a loose spin on the story in which a man is accused of blowing up an L.A. subway station and must prove his innocence. Kiefer Sutherland's actually starring as the marshal hunting him down in that. So not quite the same. But
okay,
a little bit the same.
Now, I remember when the Downton movie came out, as the credits rolled, I thought, there'll be a sequel.
So what do you think?
I think I was right.
Going to be a sequel, yes. Carnival Films have confirmed that they are developing a possible sequel, though no timetable has been laid out for it. It's done quite well, $180 million worldwide since September. The film is now coming out on digital and on disc as well, just ahead of Christmas, with obviously lots of different deleted scenes, roundtable interviews, etc. on it as well. But not a surprise. I suppose we don't know any details about it, but they're looking into it, and obviously probably all the conversations are happening with cast, although I suspect if they were clever enough,
They'll keep the diary free.
Yeah, and they had them signed up already.
Exactly. Now, some filming happening in Belfast, Garrett.
Yeah, principal photography is underway on Here Before. This is the feature debut of acclaimed writer and director Stacey Greig, which will shoot in and around Belfast over the next 4 weeks. So do keep a lookout if you're in that area. It's starring BAFTA-nominated actor Andrea Riseborough, John Joe O'Neill, Martin McCann, Eileen O'Higgins. So after new neighbours move in next door, a bereaved mother, played by Riseborough, begins to question her reality in this unsettling psychological thriller from, as I said, writer, Belfast-born and based writer Stacey Greig, who, you know, has a lot of success on the stage. So it's a good project to be filming and keeping all Ireland busy in terms of filmmaking.
Very good. You have some casting news for us this afternoon?
Yeah, speaking of the aforementioned Andrea Riseborough, she is joining Maya Hawke in a project called Please Baby Please. Charlie Plummer also signing on to star in this indie drama, which begins filming in February, and it's a romantic odyssey set in the 1950s and follows newlyweds Susie and Arthur, who, after witnessing a murder in the gritty streets of a surreal Manhattan, became the dangerous obsession of a greaser gang that awakens a sort of silent couple's identity. Another project to mention as well, Prom. This is from Ryan Murphy. He's very prolific, obviously, in the TV side of things. But this is based on the Broadway musical, The Prom. And it's getting its cast together to shoot for a Netflix release, actually. But it's about a high school senior in Indiana who's banned from taking a girlfriend to the prom. And following the controversial decision, four Broadway stars, that's Meryl Streep, James Corden, Nicole Kidman, are in an attempt to champion a good cause and not so coincidentally sort of rehabilitate their careers, head to a small town to support this prom star.
Sounds interesting. Okay, now there's a delay to production too.
Yeah, this is Godzilla versus Kong. I know this is, I think it's more of a positioning than anything else.
Okay.
They've delayed the release of it from March 13, 2020 to November 20th, 2020. So delay of 8 months. It's a crossover feature. Both of them have done quite well, although the Godzilla movie, King of the Monsters, had sort of slightly disappointing box office, but they obviously see that the combination of the two together are going to do well on screen because you had Kong Skull Island do well, and obviously this Godzilla, we've seen it in many incarnations, but they've just delayed it. Production has wrapped on it, but they're giving time, I think, to some reshoots that are needed, and that's why they're pushing it back 8 months.
All right, what trailer should we be checking out online?
So this is a trailer for a movie called Fantasy Island. It's set.
I did check out the trailer, actually. Yeah, it starts off looking like a lovely film, and then it turns quite hard, doesn't it?
Well, so what happens is a group of contestants arrive to live out their dreams, only to find themselves trapped in a nightmare scenario with the guests having to solve the island's mystery in order to escape with their lives.
So it's a horror thriller.
It's not just a horror thriller.
Film,
so as you say,
it starts off
really nice and everything is good. The likes of Michael Pena is in it, but it's out in February. So do check out the trailer for Fantasy Island.
Let's come to new releases in cinemas this weekend. We're going to kick off with Knives Out.
Why are you here?
I'm here at the behest of a client.
Who?
I cannot say, but let me assure you this. My presence will be ornamental. You will find me a respectful, quiet, passive observer of the truth.
That's Knives Out, Garrett. Getting great reviews, actually.
A very big cast in it as
great
well.
Great cast.
You have Chris Evans, Daniel Craig, Christopher Plummer, Jamie Lee Curtis, Toni Collette, Ana de Armas, Don Johnson, Michael Shannon. Big cast.
Yeah.
It's about a family gathering. It goes horribly wrong. Three detectives are sent to unravel the puzzling mystery behind the death of one of the guests. Director Rian Johnson, I suppose, trying to make amends for a lot of the backlash he got around Star Wars The Last Jedi when he directed it. It's a complete turn for him in terms of... I suppose, restamping his position as a director. So that's Knives Out. Good reviews.
Yes, okay. We also have The Two Popes.
Two Popes. This is an acting tour de force, really, by Anthony Hopkins and Jonathan Pryce. They start in this intimate look at a historic turning point, really, in the Catholic Church. It's on a limited release, but like a number of our releases lately that we've got to mention, it will be coming to Netflix very soon as well. So if you're a subscriber, that's when you'll get a chance to see it.
Anthony Hopkins, as you say, and Jonathan Pryce, superb in it, particularly. I thought Jonathan Pryce is... as Pope Francis. Really excellent performances. We also have Shooting the Mafia this week.
Shooting the Mafia, documentary about an Italian photographer spends her career documenting the lives and crimes of the Mafia. And a movie we mentioned earlier, this is Charlie's Angels, the all-female trio of international crime fighters return on screen again. And not so hot reviews for this one in terms of, you know, rebooting it and bringing it back. Kristen Stewart leading the cast in this one, obviously based on the famous TV series of the same name as well. But a movie that is getting a lot of good reviews, this is The Nightingale. It's set in 1825. Claire, a young Irish convict woman, chases a British officer through the rugged Tasmanian wilderness, bent on a revenge for a terrible act of violence he committed against her family. So that's a strong
hard to watch at times. It's very much an 18s movie, but getting super reviews indeed.
We have In Excess, Live Baby Live at Wembley Stadium is also on release. And then finally, Jay and Silent Bob reboot. This is the stoner icons who first hit the screens 25 years ago in that indie hit Clerks. They're back. So Jay and Silent Bob discover that Hollywood is rebooting an old movie based on them, and the duo embark on a cross-country mission to stop it all over again.
Very good. What TV movie should we check out?
I would rarely pass by the opportunity to mention a good Spielberg movie when there is one on, and that is Bridge of Spies.
Great.
Which is a fantastic... It's a Cold War drama, fact-based Cold War drama, but brilliantly acted by Tom Hanks, who plays a lawyer in the 1950s New York. He's hired to represent a Soviet spy in a trial, and that spy is played by Oscar-winning Mark Rylance. It's on tomorrow night on RT1 at 9:30.
That sounds great. Thanks very much, Garrett.
Thank you.